So where were you? Fascinating question leads to a fascinating conversation. And I believe someday when we get to heaven, we will never grow tired of hearing the stories of those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life about the amazing grace that God poured out on each of us in different ways, different times, different circumstances. It's fun to hear the different stories, and we only scratched a little bit of the surface of your stories. Imagine being able to do that for all eternity with people from every tribe, nation, color, language, people, every place. God's amazing grace that saved ragamuffins like you and like me. I don't know if you realize it or not, but today is actually Pentecost Sunday. 50 days ago, we celebrated the resurrection of Christ. And in the history of the church, this day is of great importance because it was on the day of Pentecost that the church was birthed. The book of Acts starts with Jesus' final instructions to his disciples, and he reminds them that they are to go and preach the gospel to the entire world and baptize those who believe. And then a little over a week later, there's 120 of Jesus' followers in the upper room. They're waiting together on the gift that God had promised, that Jesus had promised for them. And the scriptures say in Acts chapter 2 that when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak to one another in tongues or languages as the Spirit enabled them. The scriptures go on to report, now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. And when they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard their language being spoken. And so utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears this in our native language?" The people said, "We hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own language, in our own tongue." Amazed and perplexed, they asked each other, "What does this mean?" So some of the folks who were watching and seeing this event happen assumed that those 120 gatherers or followers of Jesus had had too much wine to drink. And then Peter, who was then filled with the Holy Spirit, stood up and delivered one of the greatest sermons ever preached. He proclaimed to the people that what they were witnessing had actually been foretold 800 years before by the prophet Joel. Because Joel said, in the last days, God would pour out his Spirit on all people. And then Peter goes on to proclaim to the people of Israel that they had crucified this Jesus, who was actually the Messiah, and that God had raised him from the dead. Peter said, "Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah." When the people heard, they were cut to the heart, and they said to Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" This is the moment that you're waiting for when you're explaining the gospel to someone. This is the moment, this is the question that you're dying to hear when you're telling someone about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, explaining to them the gravity of their sin against a holy God. Because when a person comes to this moment, he has come to the end of himself. He's been convicted of sin, and he's looking for an answer that's outside of his own righteousness. So when the people asked this question, Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." The scripture goes on to say, "With many other words, he warned them, and he pleaded with them, save yourselves from this corrupt generation." God was on the move of the hearts of the people that were there that day. God showed up in power when the tongues, the languages were evident through his people. And the book of Acts says that after Peter delivered this message, the scripture says that those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to the church that day. The church was born, and then that's quite a growth spurt right off the bat. And with that, the Spirit of God was unleashed to the nations as each of these people who had gotten saved were going to return to their homeland and to be able to tell their home people in their own language this message of good news about Jesus. The church would become an unstoppable force as the light of Christ was about to penetrate the darkness of the nations by the power of the Spirit. And so for these new Christians, it seems that one of their first steps that they took after they put their faith in Christ was to be baptized. The word baptize really means to immerse, to douse, to saturate with water. And simply put, baptism is an outward testimony of an inward change that has happened in the life of a believer. It's the external profession of an internal belief in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, amongst Christians, there is a wide range of interpretations when it comes to baptism as to what it actually means. There's a wide range of debate about who is eligible to be baptized and what age you should be. There's also debate about what methods it should be used, what should be used to actually do the baptizing. Here at ACC, and as a part of the alliance, as a part of the Christian and Missionary Alliance, we practice baptism because that's what Jesus commanded. And our practice here is water baptism by immersion for believers who are old enough to understand the significance of it. That's our practice. Our belief is that baptism should always come after someone is saved by faith. But it's not a requirement to be saved. Someone does not have to be baptized in order to receive God's grace to be saved. But baptism is, on the part of the believer, it's an act of obedience. It's an act of commitment. It's an act of proclamation, and it's a testimony of God's amazing grace. What has happened on the inside, you're able to declare it through this act of baptism outwardly. And so when you read the rest of the story contained in the book of Acts, you'll find that there are many instances of men, women, and children who put their faith in Christ, and then they're immediately baptized. So what I'd like to do is take a quick look at some of those. So shortly after the day of Pentecost, there was persecution in Jerusalem that forced the believers to scatter. Philip the evangelist was one of those believers, and he went north to Samaria and began performing miracles by the power of God's Spirit. He proclaimed the gospel everywhere he went, and there was a sorcerer there in Samaria by the name of Simon. Simon was able to do his own type of miracles, and he had a following of his own. But when Simon's followers began to take note of Philip, something amazing happened. The scripture says this: "But when they believed Philip, as he proclaimed the good news of the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. And Simon himself believed and was baptized." After this, Philip was called out onto the desert road on his way to Gaza. The Spirit led him there. And Philip ran into an important official who was in charge of the Ethiopian treasury. This man had been reading the book of Isaiah, but he didn't understand what it was talking about or who it was talking about, specifically Isaiah chapter 53. The scripture says this: "Then Philip began with that very passage of scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. As they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, 'Look, here is water. What can stand in the way of my being baptized?' And he gave orders to stop the chariot. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him." While this was taking place, there was a man named Saul who was persecuting anyone who claimed to follow Jesus. And this man, Saul, was on his way to Damascus, actually to persecute the church. Jesus met him on the road. Jesus struck him blind. And meanwhile, in Damascus, there was another man named Ananias that God was speaking to. And he said, "Ananias, there's a man named Saul. I need you to go and find him and lay hands on him and pray for him." The scripture says this: "Then Ananias went to the house and entered it. Placing his hands on Saul, he said, 'Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming, he has sent me to you that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit.' Immediately, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he could see again. He got up and was baptized." That Saul, who was the great persecutor of the church, then became Paul, the great evangelist to the Gentiles. Sometime after this, Peter was summoned by the Lord to go to the house of a man named Cornelius, who was a military leader. He was a centurion. Peter went there and explained the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. He also explained the peace that comes as a result of this gospel. And the scripture says this: "While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles. For they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. Then Peter said, 'Surely no one can stand in the way of their being baptized with water. They have received the Holy Spirit just as we have.' So he ordered that they be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ." Sometime later, Paul and his companions were traveling to Macedonia. They were going there to preach the gospel. On the Sabbath, they went down by the river and they ran into some women who were gathered there. So they began to have conversation with them. And the scripture says this: "One of those listening was a woman from the city of Thyatira named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth. She was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. When she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. Shortly after this, Paul was in Philippi, and he came across a girl who was possessed by a demon. She was being used to make money by a fortune teller. The demon was able to tell the future. She was enslaved. Paul set her free from the demon. And once her owner realized that his moneymaker was different, the owner of the girl made an uproar, had Paul and Silas arrested. They were stripped and flogged and thrown into prison. And then around midnight, with their feet fastened in the stocks, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. All of a sudden, a violent earthquake shook the foundations of the prison so that somehow all of the doors of the prison came open. And all of the chains of the prisoners came loose. And the jailer realized what had happened, and he was about to take his own life. But Paul said, wait, don't do it. We're all here. And the scripture says this, the jailer called for lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then brought them out and asked, sirs, what must I do to be saved? They replied, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household. Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in the house. At that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds. Then immediately he and his household were baptized. Sometime later, Paul traveled to Corinth. There he faced much opposition to his message of grace. However, there were some who were there who were ripe for harvest. And so the scripture says this, Crispus, the synagogue leader, and his entire household believed in the Lord. And many of the Corinthians who heard Paul believed and were baptized. Later on, Paul traveled to Ephesus. And there he found some people who did not believe in Jesus. Yet they had been baptized by the baptism of John. They had not received the Holy Spirit. And so, as Paul realized this, he said this. He told the people to believe in the one coming after him, that is Jesus. On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul placed his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. There were about 12 men in all. So the churches grew in faith and grew daily in number. And over and over and over, we see the common practice of the early church is those who have put their faith in Christ are usually baptized right then and there, or shortly thereafter. These people didn't have to take a class. They didn't have to try to live a good life, to try to earn some opportunity then to be baptized. It was a normal part of the radical transformation that was happening in these men, women, and children as they boldly declared the good news of the gospel as God had called them out of darkness into the wonderful light of Christ. Sometime later, in his letter to the Romans, the Apostle Paul used this kind of language to describe what happens when a believer is baptized. He said this, We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. This baptism is a rich symbolism of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It represents the old life being dead and buried when we put someone under the water. And then when they were raised, it represents the resurrection of Jesus being raised in new life. It's a beautiful picture of the incredible transformation that occurs in the heart of a believer. Now, next Sunday is going to be special for a few reasons. First of all, well, it'll be bittersweet because it'll be the last time officially that we get to hear the heart and voice of Susan as she leads worship for us next Sunday. It'll be special because it will be the last official time that we hear Pastor Brian bang on the drums. I mean, play the drums. No, he's actually good. And it will be the last time officially that Pastor Brian shares the word with us as a congregation. But in addition to those bittersweet moments, we're planning to have a couple moments of joy as well. Because next Sunday, May 22nd, 2016, Colton Perfect and Hudson Stiver and maybe others, because they have trusted in Jesus to be saved, they will be baptized. Because their names, Hudson and Colt, their names are already written in the Lamb's Book of Life. They don't have to get baptized. But they're doing it out of obedience to Christ because they want everyone to know that they love Jesus. They want everyone to know that they're obeying him and they're following him as their king. And so I'm really excited to see this milestone mark line in the sand next Sunday for these two young men, and to see and watch what God will do in their lives. I would like to extend this offer of baptism to anyone who would like to be baptized. If your faith is in Christ for the forgiveness of sins and for eternal life, if he's the one that you're trusting in, and if you've never been baptized, then I would encourage you to take the plunge next Sunday, just like they did in the early church. Maybe you were baptized at a time in your life when your faith was not your own, or you did it to make somebody else happy. Maybe it really didn't mean anything to you. And if that's you, I would encourage you to consider being baptized maybe again next Sunday. Maybe you've never trusted in Jesus as your Savior, and the Spirit of God is drawing you to him, maybe even right now. If that's you and you get saved, I would encourage you to give public testimony of your new life in Christ next Sunday through the waters of baptism. Maybe there's some other reason. Whatever it is, I would love to have an opportunity to talk with you about it. And so if you have any questions about your faith or about baptism, or ask me. I'd love to sit down with you. Ask Pastor Ben. Ask any of the elders. We'll do our best to answer any questions that you might have. Before I close, I just want to remind us of the instructions that Jesus gave to his disciples right before he ascended into heaven. Jesus said this, "Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age.'" Because the early church was willing to sacrifice everything, including their own lives, for the sake of the gospel, you and I have had repeated opportunities 2,000 years later to know about Jesus. There's a reason why someone called it the greatest story ever told. And so once again, I would ask this. Where were you when you first heard and believed in the amazing grace of our Lord Jesus Christ? Let's pray. Father, I pray that your word would go forth, that you would speak to people's hearts. Pray that you would speak truth. And I pray, Lord, that next Sunday, as we gather and as we celebrate your grace to Hudson and Colt and maybe others, I pray that you would be honored as we obey your word, as we proclaim your goodness. And I thank you for the testimony that was given today. Different ages, different places, different circumstances. All of us, every single one of us in this room, was headed to a Christless eternity. We were all headed to hell because of our own sins, and yet because of your goodness, because Jesus came and died on the cross for us, he extended that salvation. And I thank you for those who have put their faith in you, that they are forgiven of all sin, past, present, and future, and they have been granted eternal life. Thank you for your promise. Thank you for your amazing love to us. It's in the name of Jesus, our Savior, that we pray these things. Amen.